happens. And always streaming on the Civic Media app. As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. We have breaking news. Governor Tony Evers will not seek a third term. Savannah Tome Olson reports.
Well, he's made it official. Governor Tony Evers is stepping aside after two terms in office.
For five decades, my family has sacrificed to give me the gift of service. They're my world, and I owe it to them to focus on doing all the things we enjoy and love doing together. It's why, Wisconsin, I'm announcing that I will not be running for a third term.
Evers built his political brand on education. A former teacher, principal, and state superintendent of schools, he's often called the education governor. He made headlines in 2023 by using that creative partial veto to extend school funding increases for the next 400 years. Evers' time in office marked a clear contrast with his Republican predecessor, Scott Walker, whose signature policy curbed union rights for public employees, especially teachers. And Evers' election in 2018 marked a shift in state politics. Since he took office, there have often been power struggles between Evers and Republicans leading the legislature. Under his tenure, though, Democrats helped secure a liberal majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. That led to new legislative maps, which are expected to again shift the balance of power in the legislature in 2026. A Marquette Law School poll last month found 55% of Wisconsin voters did not want Evers to run again, even though 48% still said they approve of the job he's doing. Now, Evers' exit sets the stage for a competitive Democratic primary, and so far that field is wide open. On the Republican side, two candidates are in so far, Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and Business Executive Bill Berrien. Governor Evers will remain in office through January 2027. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
And I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR WIRI News.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
What you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com and remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Brewers coming home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, a good West Coast trip for the Brewers, winning five of their six games. Yesterday, 17 hits in a 10-2 victory over the Mariners. Bryce Turang went 3 out of 5 with 3 runs batted in. Manager Pat Murphy.
Turang, you know, responded with some hits, a lot of good performances. Ortiz, really good, played good defense, relentless, kind of stayed with it, scored in a bunch of different innings. That's what it takes.
The Brewers at home tomorrow night against the Marlins. NFL, the Packers training camp underway. The players getting their first look at their new state-of-the-art locker room.
Oh, man, I was amazed. Obviously, we, you know, knew all throughout OTAs that they've been building this new locker room and putting a lot of work into it. I mean, this is completely different than, obviously, the locker room we were in before, and it's very cool. So very high-tech. You know, everything's very nice in here. So we're definitely blessed to be in here.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Tonight we'll have a partly cloudy sky across the area and a little patchy fog forming. Lows will drop to the lower 60s, light winds. Friday, the fog burns off. Otherwise, we'll have a mostly sunny sky with an afternoon high topping out in the lower 80s, currently 77 degrees.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We're on the road at WGBW in beautiful Green Bay, Wisconsin, talking about all things Green Bay. And also, the Packers are back at training camp. We'll discuss it. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4. This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. And now, a guy who never leaves the house without wearing a cup, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Thursday, everybody. It is the Christmas Eve of weeknights as we barrel towards the weekend here. Great to have you with me. We are broadcasting live from Madison tonight. We are downtown in Madison overlooking State Street here on a beautiful night here in Madison. Last night, I said a beautiful night here in the state of Wisconsin because my phone said that Wisconsin had pretty good weather, and I found out moments later that up in Marinette there was a huge storm, and in Green Bay it was terrible, and people lost power. So I am not a meteorologist, Dom. That's all I'm saying.
You're not? Are you sure?
I'm not. I'll do a five-day forecast with the best of them, but don't expect it to be accurate. Dom is filling in for Conrad tonight. Don?
Yeah.
Dom, your last name is?
Lee.
Lee, yep. Right. Mm-hmm. Very Italian.
Last name. Yeah.
Is it short for something?
It's no, just Lee.
Just Lee.
Very easy to write on report cards and all that stuff.
Six letters in your whole name.
That's it.
You were a kid, when you were in school, did you put Dominic Lee or just Dom Lee?
It was Dominic, full government name. But my parents always call me Dom. Yeah. So I just kind of stuck with it.
Does anybody call you D?
My prom date back in high school.
That's kind of cute. Yeah. Are you guys still in touch?
No, not at all. Okay. Not at all.
So. It ended poorly?
Yes.
That is the voice of Dom Lee, folks. He is producing tonight. The K-Man is off. Why did Conrad have the night off? Do we know?
I have no idea.
Is he just horsing around?
I think he's just horsing around. Didn't he go to a wedding or something?
He might have had a wedding.
Maybe it was a wedding. Yeah.
I can't keep track of... I had his schedule on my Palm Pilot, and now I can't find it. So wherever Conrad is, I'm sure he's having a great night with his horseplay or whatever he is up to, his ne'er-do-wellness. But Dom Lee is filling in tonight. More than capable. You are a great producer, Dom. We worked together, was it about 3 weeks ago?
I think it was 3 weeks ago when it was pouring rain. That's right. Yeah, that was crazy.
That was the night Daryl Burnett came in here, and it looked like he just got out of the tub.
Yeah.
He got down. Oh, that's right. And then you gave he and his wife...
A ride back to his place because they...
To their car.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
it was, that was a crazy night.
He was a trooper. That was a crazy night. Well, it's good to be working with you again. Let's have some fun tonight. We've got, as I mentioned before, I've been doing the show from Madison all week, folks, and still the same Nightlight, different studio and a different view out the window, but still the same old Nightlight. We are talking about things that make us happy in life, things that bring us together, like sports, entertainment, movies, TV, comedy, music. We're covering it all here on Nightlight, and we hope to help you ease into your evening over the next couple hours. So great to have you with me. We got a great question tonight. Two great guests. At 6:35, Steve Cochran will be here. Steve is a radio legend, folks. He is one of the people that I don't have many mentors because I didn't always do radio, but probably the guy I listened to the most over the last, 20 years With Steve Cochran, because he's just a great radio personality. He's funny, he's insightful, very intelligent guy, and I love having him on the show. He's been on once before. He's going to do the popcorn pick of the week tonight, so that will be fun. The popcorn pick of the week, of course, is when we give you a movie suggestion that you can check out this weekend. It's Thursday night, perfect time to give a suggestion, and we will leave you with a pick tonight that you can check out. Compliments of Steve Cochran. So that's at 6:35. We do that every week. And then 7:20, one of our faves, Tim Sowers from the Overture Center here in Madison will be here. Not in person. You know why Tim's not going to be here in person, Dom?
Why?
Because Wicked is happening across the street at the Overture Center tonight.
Wow.
Tim's place of employment. And he did not want to fight traffic.
I don't blame him.
I don't blame him either. I said, of course, Tim, you will have you on the stream. I would assume he has a parking spot over there because he's the chief artistic experiences director, but...
I would hope so.
Maybe he pulls like a sports event thing and rents it out to somebody. I don't know. But we'll have Tim here at 7:20. He's going to tell us about what's coming up at the Overture Center over the next couple months. They've got some great shows. One in particular, Back to the Future on stage. I'm so curious to see that. And I want to ask Tim about that one. That's the big one I want to ask him about. And also The Great Gatsby. That's another great show they have coming up there at the Overture. So we'll talk to Tim about that at 7:20. And we got a lot to get to, so let's not waste any more time. The horsing around is pretty much over. I'm excited today because I don't know this person, but I've really... The actor Carrie Coon, she's just great. I first became aware of her work. She's been working forever. She's a native Wisconsinite, attended UW-Madison, I believe. And she was Emmy-nominated for Fargo, I want to say it was season 3. But she was outstanding. And she was in this last season of White Lotus, White Lotus 3, where she played a woman who was on vacation with two of her oldest friends. And that was a very funny dynamic. For those of you that watched White Lotus 3, they all kind of got along well. And then the minute one of them wasn't around, they'd kind of talk about her. But at the end of the day, they were all very supportive. But it was a very funny dynamic. Carrie Coon is Emmy nominated for that role as well. So... I just saw something today that said she has a 65% chance of winning that Emmy. And I don't know how they tabulate that, but I'm pulling for her. Not just because she's a native Wisconsinite. I'm a big fan of her work. She's fantastic. So something else in the news, Dom. Did you watch South Park last night?
I didn't. What happened? What happened in South Park?
Okay.
You sound disappointed.
No. It was very funny. they went after... the president, like you would not believe.
In what way?
Well, satirical, you know, mm-hmm. I didn't see the whole episode. I was in my hotel room. I did not have television, access to television last night because the cable was down. However, I did see a clip on the computer and, you know, everyone thinks the firing of Stephen Colbert was political. Maybe it was. He goes after Trump on a nightly basis, but it's jokes. I mean, you know, whatever. So they let Colbert go and then they give Trey Parker and Matt Stone a $1.5 billion contract, and they do a takedown of the president like I've not seen before last night. It was hilarious, and, you know, I'm sure the president is not going to like it, but that made me think Colbert's was not political, and maybe they were losing money because what these guys did was nothing close to what Colbert had ever done toward Trump. He made jokes. All late-night hosts have made jokes about any president. If you're in favor of someone getting fired for that, that's not right.
I got to see it. I got to see it now. I really do.
Zomers has the website. You can check it out if you don't have it on your color television at home. But it's worth taking a look. Like, they do not pull any punches. Those guys are fearless, and they've taken down a ton of people. And they're pretty bipartisan for the most part. So that was interesting. We got a text last night from Bud in Janesville. Last night, Kaylin Cole was on the show. She was in studio, and she gave us a sneak preview of her new single that she's dropping tomorrow. And we listened to it together here. It was great. It was great to have her in the studio. And Bud, who is from Janesville in the 608, and he delivers papers and listens to our rebroadcast from 4 to 6 a.m., and he drops us a text once in a while. He says, "Hey, Pete, I knew the name Kaylin Cole sounded familiar. Rocker had her on live on Max Inc. She did the acoustic version of Mistreated Right for Rocker. It was cool to hear the song with a band. The circle is now full. Love your show, Bud from Janesville." Thank you, Bud. Yeah, she played the acoustic version on this show as well, and that's great too. But I agree with you, Bud. When you have a whole band behind her, and just, I just love the way it was composed. It was great. So it was great to have Kaylin on the show last night. And before we get to our question of the night, Dom, I didn't know you were, you could really cut a rug. You got kind of a soft shoe.
Well,
tell us what's up.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, so this past, I think 2 weeks ago, every Tuesday, I've been starting to go line dancing. And something about it. At the first week, I was like, this is just not for me. I know this is not for me. The next thing you know, I went back this past Tuesday, and I absolutely loved it.
Really?
I don't know what it was. It was just something about it. I still don't know if it's for me, but it's just, I don't know. It gets you moving. You know, it gets the blood churning. And I really enjoy it.
It's not too
popular.
Well, it might not be. It was popular. Like, I remember when I was doing stand-up in the 90s, after the comedy shows, at some of these smaller places, like in the sticks, they would clear the tables and they would have line dancing. People had a blast with it.
Yeah, it is really fun. I went with my girlfriend and I went with a few other friends as well. We all just went to a big group and it was a very enjoyable time.
Did you feel a step slow or were you able to keep up?
I felt a step slow.
Really?
I am terrible at dancing. Dancing is just not my forte. But what it is having a good time, Pete.
Yes, you and Casper and I went to Paul's that one night.
We did.
And you got carded, didn't you?
I did get carded, yes. I have a young face.
You do?
It's just something about it. But
Tom is actually 52 years old, folks, if you're watching on the stream. But well, that's cool. Keep us posted on the line dancing. You say it's not popular, and it's probably not as popular as it was, but it was a phenomenon for a while.
Really?
People had a blast with it. Yeah. Seriously.
People still do. It's a fun time.
All right. So without further ado, folks, it is Woody Harrelson's birthday. It's either today or yesterday, but in honor of Woody Harrelson, we are about to drop our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is your favorite Woody Harrelson movie or role? Every once in a while, we get an actor birthday where they've done so many movies that even casual fans of entertainment have seen Woody Harrelson in something. So that's our question of the night in honor of Woody's birthday. What's your favorite Woody Harrelson movie or role? Could be Woody on Cheers. Could be TV. Could be movies. If you saw him in a play. I'm going to start, and I'm going to say True Detective, Season 1 with Matthew McConaughey. He was great. He was outstanding. And I've got another one too. No Country for Old Men.
Good one as well.
Where he plays, I can't think of his name right now, but he gets blown away by Chigurh in a great scene where the telephone is ringing and Chigurh just blows him away with that high powered whatever the heck he had. And Woody Harrelson was great in that role in showing fear. He's kind of a Texas cowboy, kind of had some panache, a little swagger. And then he got around Chigurh, and he knows what a psychopath Chigurh was. And he immediately segued from, like, you know, confidence to total fear. But I love him in True Detective, too.
Carson Wells, right? Was it?
Yes.
Carson Wells. Yep, Carson Wells.
And he, in True Detective, you got to see a lot more of him. He and McConaughey were the two cops. He was more of the level-headed one. Great stuff. Do you have a favorite Woody Harrelson movie?
I do. I am a sucker for the Hunger Games series.
Oh yeah,
and he's in that. He was a great actor in that, and yeah, he's awesome.
The guy is in everything.
He is,
and he's one of those guys. I just saw him in Last Breath recently too, where he was like the crew leader of the divers. And it makes me think he is a good actor. There's no question. Is he one of the greatest actors of our time? Maybe, maybe not. But the amount of credits he has. And the variance of roles, people like him. People like to work with him. He's probably easy to work with. So I am a Woody Harrelson fan. I really like just about everything I see him in. So what is your favorite Woody Harrelson movie or role? You can let us know on the good old-fashioned text line at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Or you can text us on the app, which is very easy to use. or the stream if you're watching on X, Facebook, or YouTube. Be part of the show, folks. It's fun. We will talk about another celebrity death coming up next, and we'll read your text. This is Pete Schwabe in Nightlight on a Thursday night in Madison on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome into the Rafters pregame show here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids. I'm Austin Thomas, and the Rafters getting ready to take on the division-leading Wausau Woodchucks in what is about to be a very tough matchup for the Rafters. Hoping to keep the momentum rolling along, though. A big-time win last night, one that went down to the wire, a 2-1 victory for the Rafters, taking down the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. And it was up to Tony Torres in the end. He struck out the side in the ninth inning and was able to earn his sixth save of the year. He followed up Justin Battle's three scoreless innings, which followed Jace Barajas' phenomenal start. So phenomenal, in fact, that he was named the Northwoods League pitcher in five innings, allowing just one run. He allowed three base runners in total over those five innings, and that one run did come across, but he struck out nine batters in the game. What a phenomenal performance from the pitching staff, and they got enough out of the offense as well. Royce Clayton Jr. had a pair of hits in the game, Landon Gabbi. So did Eric Harper. He had the go-ahead RBI on a bases-loaded walk in the eighth inning. A big-time take from him as he was able to work the count well and put the Rafters on top. Along with that, Harrison Garrett reached three times, although he's not in the lineup today. So that's what you're looking at as of yesterday, and the Rafters hoping to keep that momentum flowing into tonight with Seth Spencer set to take the mound. Spencer going up against Richie Lessine, and Spencer, a left-hander. His last few starts have been really, really good, but he has struggled on the road this season. His road numbers looking significantly worse than his numbers at home, and hoping to get back on the right track here at Wausau. It's going to be a tough lineup to face. We'll see if he can get back on the right track, but that will come up next when we return. But of course, before then, we have a pregame interview, and the pregame today talking with Tony Torres, who got the close in the save in last night's game. Talking with Torres, and then that'll be followed by starting lineups and a starting pitcher breakdown. All that comes up next. This is the Rafters pregame show on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryant experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and service to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, What company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In February of 2024, Governor Tony Evers signed new maps for the Wisconsin State Legislature into law, putting an end to one of the most extreme partisan gerrymanders anywhere in the country. While that was a momentous achievement for democracy in the state, that wasn't the end of the story. Since then, for more than a year, Fair Maps advocates and pro-democracy activists have been looking to take the next step and propose a new plan for independent redistricting in Wisconsin that would be here for the long haul. It's a compelling, well-constructed plan that would take the job of drawing maps away from the politicians who run for office on those very maps. In this new feature story, I take a closer look inside this citizen-led grassroots effort as it goes from the idea phase to being presented to the public. Because we absolutely need a long-term solution for redistricting reform in Wisconsin so we don't end up seeing either political party gerrymander Wisconsin's maps ever again.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hello and welcome back into the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters pregame show here on WFHR. I'm Austin Thomas, and joining me on the show, it's Rafters closer Tony Torres, who locked it down for another save last night, his sixth of the season. And Tony, it's been over a month since I talked to you last, and I was just telling you about this, which kind of surprised me because I know we've been talking obviously off the air a ton, but you know, things going pretty well for you right now. How's it feeling on the mound?
You know, it feels great. Just I think it feels great overall for everyone, knowing that we got a team win yesterday. Still picking up some pieces to put together, but everything's clicking when it's needed, and overall it just feels great to be together as a team.
Well, it seems like every game something else is clicking for you guys, and over the past few, it's in a majority of the games been the pitching staff. A lot of pitchers looking real good over the past week or so. What have you been seeing, not just from yourself, but from the entire bullpen and the pitching staff as a whole?
We're competing a lot more. We've been attacking guys yesterday. You know, Jace went out through his five innings yesterday. Battle came in, three scoreless, you know. So that put us in a really good spot for pitching today. And we got Seth on the mound today getting ready to attack some guys as well.
Well, you talk about attacking the zone, and you certainly did last night. So did the rest of the pitchers. 16 strikeouts as a team in the game yesterday. That was a Rafters season high. You had three of them. Jace had nine, and Justin Battle had four. All three of you guys were really getting swings and misses out there. I mean, just how did it feel to kind of follow up those two guys and then keep going with what they were doing?
You know, they definitely didn't make it easy. Like we said, Jace had a outstanding outing, you know, pitcher of the night for whole Northwoods. But it's just, like I said, it's a team thing. They set the tone, and it was just a matter of all of us keeping it going, whether it was on and off the field, offensively or defensively.
We talked, you hadn't officially made a commitment yet to your college, but now making that commitment, how excited are you for getting back to work in the collegiate season coming up?
I mean, just as excited as anyone else can be, going to a new home, just ready to keep putting in the work. I know can't let it fall short there in the fall. Just need to keep putting it in. Need to keep, like who says it? Need to keep pounding the stone, is what they say here. Yeah.
Who says that?
I'm trying to blank it. Which coach says it?
Is it Mike? Is it Manny?
I think it's Mike.
It's
I want
Mike.
To say Mike,
okay.
Yes. I want
okay.
to say Mike.
Getting some insider info. Again.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah,
is there anything else that you've kind of taken away from the coaching staff here? Is it something that you're trying to put into your game every night?
Just the mental aspect of it. Just been piggybacking a lot with Manny, just talking a lot with him. Really, on the mental aspect of it, just getting ready for getting ready in the bullpen, getting ready to go out onto the mound and just compete for the team.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break here. We're going to be back in like 2 seconds on the air. It's raining here at Wausau. We're going to go find some shelter. All right, we are now under shelter here at Wausau, and Tony, thanks for taking the time to move locations. But, you know, right now, it's kind of wet out.
out there, and it's looking like it's going to be for the game, but hopefully the rain should surpass us pretty shortly. But talking about conditions like this, the Raptors have played in a few games this year where it has been raining during the games, and I know you've been a part of a couple of them as well. Whenever you get to conditions like this, and not even when it's actively rain, but pregame, how does that kind of throw off, and how do you try and work through that?
I mean, I got to give a lot of credit to the starters. I mean, they're the ones that mainly have to deal with these conditions. As a bullpen arm, our game starts as soon as we get off the bus, but we don't get into the game until the later parts of it when it's already dried up. So I just give a lot of credit to the starters to be able to go in and bounce off and do what they need to get done in these conditions.
Well, Seth Spencer, the starter today, and looking forward to another strong start from him. But he's not the only starter that's really had good games recently. You've had a couple of guys who have really impressed as of late, and especially Jace last night. We talked about it. Trevor Moik making the transition as a bullpen arm into the starting rotation. What have you seen from the starters as of late that have really helped this team get that pitching staff to the next level?
They want it. I mean, they have a bad outing, whether it's one run or no runs. It's in their face. They come back in, and they're not complacent. They just want to get after it, and they want to have their standards set high.
And then a little more personally for you, you know, coming into this season, you were the closer at the start of the year, still the closer here late in the season, kind of kept that role throughout the year. How have you been able to do so, and how's it been like kind of building that trust with the coaching staff?
Just praying, really. I mean, just give it all glory to God. I mean, he's the one that brought me here. Without him, I wouldn't be who I am or who I'm becoming. So, and it's just trust with the coaches, just bouncing off, talking more stuff. And like I said, Manny helping me a lot out in the mental aspect of it and bullpen.
All right. Well, that's kind of all the questions I've got for you. Anything else you want to add?
No, sir. I'm good.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, sir.
Once again, that was Tony Torres joining us on the pregame show. We're going to go ahead and step aside. And when we come back, it's starting lineups and a starting pitcher breakdown here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get one thing straight. Nothing compares to Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Big wins, fun promos, real cash. No one in the area does it like we do. Every night feels like the weekend. Grab your friends, your family, whoever brings the fun, and fuel up with your favorite meals, sip on something new, and hit the floor. Live music, endless chances to win, and games that light up the night. Ready to turn an ordinary night into something unforgettable? Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Raptors Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Looking for comfort, convenience, and great rates? Come stay at Super 8 by Wyndham, where value meets hospitality. We offer corporate, group, contractor, and extended stay rates, plus discounts for AAA, AARP, military, and CDL guests. Relax in a suite or whirlpool room, or enjoy a poolside stay with full access to our indoor pool and kids' games. Planning a gathering? Our meeting space fits up to 40. Wake up to our continental breakfast, served daily from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. And don't forget, Lake Bakawa Park is just 5 minutes away. Book your stay today at Super 8 by Wyndham. Comfort and convenience, all in one place.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
And it is time for Raptors baseball here on WFHR. Thanks for joining us today as the Raptors look to take on the Wausau Woodchucks in game number one of a home-and-home series. These two teams are looking at opposite sides of the Great Lakes West standings right now. The Raptors looking to get out of the cellar. They've got a chance to do so over a couple of games. They're closing the gap with the Lakeshore Chinooks and hoping to overtake them. And Wausau hoping to maintain a lead in the Great Lakes West and get a playoff berth if they are able to end up on top. But the Raptors sending out Seth Spencer on the mound for the Woodchucks. It's Richie Lessine, and Lessine going to be getting the start here. He has been out of the bullpen a few times against the Raptors and hoping to keep the momentum flowing against the Raptors. He has been pretty dang good against Wisconsin Rapids this season, and on the year, also a very good pitching performance. First pitch on the way at 6:36 p.m. It misses for ball number one, a 1-0 count. So 6:36 p.m. first pitch, and at first pitch as well, the weather 78 degrees and mostly sunny. 1-0 count, gets a swing and a miss, 1-1. Royce Clayton Jr. leads off for the Raptors against Lessine, and Clayton, the right-handed hitting center fielder, it's a righty-righty matchup with Lessine. 1-1 count is swung on and missed again, 1-2 now, and Royce Clayton Jr. red hot as of late, looking to spark the Raptors offense early here. And you look at yesterday's game, the Raptors managed just two runs, but it was enough to get the win as their pitching staff absolutely dominated. Swing and a foul tip, that's strike number three, and the first K of the game for Richie Lessine as he takes care of Royce Clayton Jr. for the first out of the first inning. And Lessine, right-handed pitcher from Lawrence University, a redshirt sophomore who comes from Mokena, Illinois. I mentioned it earlier, he's already played the Raptors a couple of times, four total innings across two appearances, hasn't allowed a hit as the first pitch to Kareem Arusevic misses for ball number one. Now a 1-0 count. Jake Beauchesne is on deck. He is due up in the top of the first, tied at zero, and the base is empty. 1-0 count to Arusevic. Left-handed hitting stick. He's a DH for the Raptors today. He's been batting in the DH spot a few times since coming into the Raptors in the second half. That pitch taken inside for ball number two. Now a 2-0 count, and trying to get the Raptors offense started here after Clayton struck out. The 2-0 count misses high. Now 3-0 to Arusevic. And you look back to last game for the Raptors. Arusevic 0-4, but he did draw a walk. So just looking to get on base any way that he can here. 3-0 count, he's more than willing to take it, and that one misses high. Ball number four, first base runner for the Raptors. It's a four-pitch walk to Kareem Arusevic as Jake Beauchesne will step up to the plate with a runner on first and one away in the top of the first, knotted at zero. And Beauchesne, the right-handed hitting left fielder, I tell you what, he has liked hitting the Wausau Woodchucks this season. He's had some big games against them, and We'll look to keep that rolling here at the Burrow. First pitch to him, misses upstairs for ball number one. Madden Akko is on deck for the Rafters. He's the cleanup hitter. Landon Gaz batting fifth, and Luke Skinner batting sixth in the order. The pitch here is hit well in the air, out towards left field, going back to the wall, and this one is out of here. Sayonara baseball. Jake Beauchesne, his fifth home run of the season. He's now second on the team in home runs, just one behind the team lead. A two-run shot puts the Rafters on top here in the first inning. Oh, man. Jake Beauchesne. Mentioned it earlier how he has loved hitting the woodchucks, and he just continues to dominate against Wausau. I tell you what, man. This guy likes the woodchucks. Something about him. He hit two home runs in the last game against the woodchucks, and he starts this one off with a two-run shot. Now Madden Akko at the plate takes the first pitch for ball number one. 1-0 count with the bases empty and a 2-0 Rafters lead in the top of the first. 1-0 count coming home. This one's hit in the air out towards center field, but this one not hit as well. Center fielder underneath it, and it will be caught by Christian Smith-Johnson for out number two. Brings up Landon Gaz to the plate. And Gaz, the right-handed hitting first baseman, it's a righty-righty matchup with Lacine still on the mound. And Richie Lacine allowing his first runs against the Rafters of the season in inning number five, and also the first hit that he's allowed against the Rafters. As the first pitch to Gaz misses for ball number one, 1-0 count. And Gaz certainly also has the ability to go deep, but he's going to send one high in the air down the right field line, reaching out of play. It will reach the stands, and now 1-1 to Gaz. Gaz back to first base, and continuing on with the Rafters order, got cut short due to Jake Beauchesne's home run. I'm more than fine with anyone stepping in and hitting a home run at any point in time, and we'll see if Gaz can do so, but he takes the 1-1 count, a breaking ball in there for strike number two. 1-2 the count. Nick Adrian bats seventh. Batting eighth is a new player for the Rafters, Mike Monum. Monum comes in as an outfielder for the Rafters, playing right field today as the 1-2 count misses inside. Now 2-2 to Gaz. And then cleaning up the order, Eric Harper bats ninth. That's a look at the Rafters' batting lineup. 2-2 the count with two away and the bases empty to Gaz. And the pitch from Lacine is called low and inside for ball number three. Full count to Gaz. And Gaz has continued to hit well as of late. Yesterday, 1-for-4 with a hit by pitch. And this pitch is hit up the middle by Gaz over towards the second short gap. Tough throw to first, and oh man, spin throw from shortstop by Jake Berkland. 6-3, and that is nasty work defensively. That gets us through the first inning, but the Rafters picking up two runs on one hit. There were no errors and nobody left on base. 2-0 Rafters. We head to the bottom of the first here in Wausau on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life. But you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Noah Malone leads things off for the Wausau Woodchucks in the bottom of the first. It is 2-0 Rafters. A two-run home run from Jake Beauchesne put the Rafters on top in the top of the first inning. And the Rafters hoping to maintain some of that momentum that they were just able to grab, but going to have to do so behind Seth Spencer on the mound. And Spencer, mentioned him earlier, he has been real good for the Rafters as of late. In the month of July, he's got a 3.15 ERA over his four starts, a 2-2 record. And, well, he has struck out 10 batters in those 20 innings. He hasn't been too much strikeouts this month, but he's been able to record outs. However, at home, it has been a lot better than on the road. And today, here at Wausau, he's hoping it's close enough to Witter Field that he can continue that success. First pitch on the way, called for strike number one. And Malone, the right-handed hitting right fielder, he will be followed by Christian Smith-Johnson. And Smith-Johnson batting second shocks me because he's almost always been batting in the nine hole. 0-1 count in there for strike number two, now an 0-2 count. Dylan Schlotterbeck will bat third, so that's who's due up in the bottom of the first. 0-2 count, taken upstairs, 1-2 to Malone. And Malone, of course, he has had his fair share of big games, especially against the Rafters, as this one is hit on the ground over to third base, picked up by Skinner. Throw to first is in time, and it's a 5-3 putout to take care of the leadoff man, Noah Malone. Certainly a difficult man to retire, batting 410 over 38 games this year. That is not me misspeaking. He is batting over 400 in over 100 plate appearances. Almost 150, actually 150 plate appearances at this point, over that. Tell you what, that is a huge sample size for Noah Malone, and he's just continued to impress. But able to be retired there, and Spencer looks to continue that against CSJ as the first pitch to Smith-Johnson is in there for strike number one, an 0-1 count. And Christian Smith-Johnson batting 345 over more plate appearances as the 0-1 count misses low, now 1-1. Back-to-back All-Stars in the batting order for the Woodchucks. Both Malone and Smith-Johnson took part in the games in Madison. 1-1 count, grounded over to third. Once again, Skinner is there, picks it up, throws it to first. It's another 5-3 putout to take care of the second batter in the order. Brings up Dylan Schlotterbeck, and Schlotterbeck not an All-Star this year for the Woodchucks, but dang near one. Tell you what, and Schlotterbeck batting 318 on the season. He's played in 53 games, dang near every single one for the Woodchucks, as the first pitch hits there for strike number one, an 0-1 count. Actually, might be every single game. 0-1 the count now to Schlotterbeck. Pitch coming home to Spencer, and that one misses low for ball number one. 1-1 the count. And Schlotterbeck, right-handed hitting third baseman. It's a righty-lefty matchup with Spencer on the mound. Bases empty and two away in the bottom of the first. 2-0 Rafters, and the breaking ball misses high. Ball number two, now a 2-1 count to Schlotterbeck. He's got 5 home runs on the season, 3 triples, and 13 doubles, and he sends one over to second base, and a leaping grab by Madden Akko steals that one away for out number 3. 3 up, 3 down in the first inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the top of the second. It's 2-0 Rafters on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more with...
Econ Electric, Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving Central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric, Inc. now.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape, so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Well, hello and welcome back to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids. I'm Austin Thomas, and the Raptors looking to keep what stands as a 2-0 lead. They're hoping to extend it now in the top of the second, and feeling pretty good about the way that Seth Spencer looked in the first. He did allow some contact, but they were able to all be retired by the infield, and so the Raptors went 1-2-3 to retire the Woodchucks in the bottom of the first, and now back in the top of the second. The Raptors leading off with Luke Skinner, Nick Adrian, and Mike Monahan due up in the top of the second. And Monahan, I'll get to him a little bit once he steps up to the plate, but before that, we're going to be seeing Luke Skinner, the left-handed hitter, stepping into the batter's box against the righty Richie Lessine, who is back out there for the Woodchucks. And Lessine back in that first inning, he allowed just two runners, but the home run by Beauchesne made the most of those as Luke Skinner takes the first pitch for ball number one. A 1-0 count. And Skinner hoping to get back in the hit column. He swings and sends one out towards center field. Smith Johnson there underneath it. He'll make the catch without too many steps, and that is out number one in the second inning. One up, one down, and it brings up Nick Adrian with the bases empty in the top of the second. Still a 2-0 lead for the Raptors. And Nick Adrian now up to the plate. Adrian, the right-handed hitting catcher, it's a righty-righty matchup with Richie Lessine. And Lessine on the season, his numbers looking very, very good. 3.38 ERA across five appearances as the first pitch to Adrian misses for ball number one, a 1-0 count. His last time out, though, was not his best. He allowed three runs. Two of them were earned in 1.2 innings against Lakeshore. 1-0 count coming home. It's grounded foul towards the Woodchucks dugout. Now 1-1. And Nick Adrian, he's been struggling this year and trying to get back on the right track. You look to Adrian's last game for the Raptors, and 2-for-4, so not too bad. It certainly shows signs of progress as the 1-1 count is taken there for strike number two. Now 1-2. However, he still did struggle with the strikeouts. He struck out twice, and that's been his biggest problem this season. So trying to turn it around and not strike out as much. 1-2 count here, and the pitch misses outside. So now 2-2, and Nick Adrian from Miami, Florida. He went to Gardner-Webb this past season. Did not play there, however, and getting his first bit of experience here. 2-2 count is sent over to third base. Picked up, throw from third over to first by Schlotterbeck is in there in time for out number two. Two up, two down, and it brings up Mike Mana making his Rafters debut. The new Rafters right fielder. Well, the Rafters did make a move overnight. Brent Gallegos deactivated as he is gone for the rest of the season. And in his place, Mike Monum comes in. And Monum swings and misses at the first pitch. 0-1 the count. And Monum, a huge addition for the Rafters. He has a ton of collegiate experience and Northwoods League experience as well. 0-1 count is swung on and missed. Now 0-2. He spent parts of the last two summers in the Northwoods. Last year for the Thunder Bay Border Cats, and he went 3-for-14 there, but takes 0-2 for strike number three. Three up, three down for Richie Lessine. He's retired the last five consecutive batters as we will head to the bottom of the second. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base, and it is 2-0 Rafters here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the Bryant experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces. A proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. Whether the problem is big or small, trusting Comfort Air to do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. They'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
And we head to the bottom of the second, where the Rafters lead it 2-0 over the Wausau Woodchucks, and Seth Spencer able to get a very strong first inning shutout baseball, and hoping to continue that against the 4-5-6 batters in the order here in the bottom of the second for the Woodchucks. Solis, the leadoff man, right-handed hitting DH, takes the first pitch inside for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And Max Solis, I tell you what, he has been nasty for the Woodchucks. One of their four All-Stars this year, and 13 home runs on the season. Takes that pitch for ball number two, a 2-0 count. That has his OPS brought all the way up to 11.24 through his 36 games. 3-0 count now, and Spencer fires, gets a strike on the outside edge. 3-1 to Solis. And Solis, he has done some damage against the Rafters as well. Not fond memories as he fouls this one back. 3-2 the count. I mean, there's got to be a good game from all of these batters against the Rafters at some point. I tell you what, Wausau has certainly had the Rafters' number this season, and Solis no different. 3-2 count coming home. It's grounded over to third. Skinner's going to get plenty of work. Long throw over to first and picked by Gaz just in time to get the 5-3 put out as Solis is retired for out number one in the second inning. Brings up Dom Rodriguez with the bases empty and one away in the bottom of the second. Still 2-0 Rafters. Solis has a home run in his last three consecutive games. Four home runs combined between them and 11 RBIs. So very impressive to get to retire him as the first pitch to Dom Rodriguez is fouled away. An 0-1 count. And Rodriguez, well, you guessed it, another strong batter on this team. He's played 26 games, batting .382. 0-1 count on the way home, and an off-speed drops in there for strike two. 0-2 the count, and you look at the team numbers for the Woodchucks, and it's just absurd what they're doing. As a team, the offense is batting .295, and this one fouled back. Keeps it 0-2. Maybe more impressively, though, as a team, an .864 OPS entering this game. Tell you what, that is a great number for any individual player to have. 0-2 count coming home, and the pitch misses high for ball number one. Now 1-2. But the Woodchucks, in my opinion, the best offense in the entire Northwoods League, and they're going to try and show why. 1-2 the count. It's fouled down the right field line, out of play. Still 1-2, and Rodriguez just fighting pitches off at this point. Right-handed hitter has 5 home runs on the season. He's got an over 1,000 OPS, .1093. Swings and misses at this pitch, though, and it's caught behind the plate by Adrian for the first strikeout of the game from Seth Spencer. Hasn't needed the strikeouts all too much, but was able to get it here. On the 1-2 count, Dom Rodriguez strikes out, and it brings up Cade Baldridge with the bases empty and two away in the bottom of the second. And Baldridge, now a right-handed hitter. It's a righty-lefty matchup, and the first pitch misses inside, and they're going to say that hit Baldridge on the leg. First base runner for the Woodchucks. It's a hit-by-pitch on the first pitch of the plate appearance. And it brings up Cale Beaver.